SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pelajar internasional dibombardir dengan penipuan yang meminta uang dan informasi pribadi. Pihak berwenang mengatakan, penipuan seperti itu menggunakan teknik yang semakin canggih untuk meniru pihak berwenang. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Gareth Boehm dan Ruth McHugh-Dylan untuk SBS News. Chuck Chilley adalah mahasiswa ilmu data di Universitas Sydney. Ia mengatakan ia menerima panggilan telepon penipuan setidaknya sekali dalam 2 minggu dan pesan teks dari penipu setiap hari.
I think they might be want my money because they want the bank number and my personal details information something like that. And the funny thing is they even provide 2 language for the next communication. A conversation like they offer English language or Chinese.
Pusat Anti Penipuan Nasional atau National Anti-Scam Center mengatakan pelajar internasional, terutama pelajar dari China, semakin sering dijadikan sasaran dengan serangkaian taktik yang mengkhawatirkan untuk mengancam, mengintimidasi, dan mencuri dari mereka. Sejak awal tahun ini, terdapat lebih dari 1.200 laporan penipuan dengan perkiraan kerugian sebesar $8.7 juta di tangan para penipu. Juru bicara Pengawas Konsumen Australia, ACCC, mengatakan beberapa pelajar telah membayar jumlah yang sangat besar.
We've heard one story of a young man who paid over $400,000 to the scammers, and we've seen a significant spike in the last month or so in the losses that people are reporting, and also a spike in the sophistication of the scam, and that's why we're alerting students now to be on the lookout for this behaviour.
Desma Smith mengepalai tim dukungan penasihat mahasiswa internasional dari Universitas Swinburne. Ia mengatakan, berdasarkan pengalamannya sendiri, para penipu memberikan banyak tekanan kepada siswa.
In my understanding and my knowledge, they are very sophisticated. They will escalate from if the student asks questions and seems to be a little bit unsure or a little bit wary, they will put them on to my sergeant and then another person will speak to them. And it's very high pressure. A lot of implication that you have been implicated in a crime, and we need your cooperation and your silence in order to prove your own innocence.
Smith mengatakan, terkadang para penipu itu sangat canggih dalam pendekatannya.
I do remember several years ago when this particular type of work started in the scam area. One student was told when she didn't believe who they were that she could ring the Beijing police station. She looked up the phone on the website, rang the number, and was back connected in with these scammers again.
ACCC mengatakan teknologi memungkinkan penipu menggunakan teknik canggih itu.
It will look quite official because the scammers are using spoofing technology. So it'll look like the official Chinese authority number. The student will then be threatened with deportation in relation to these spurious charges that they're caught up in, and they will be told that the only way to avoid that is to pay a fine or a bond or similar.
Chuck Chilley mengatakan beberapa teman sekelasnya telah terjebak dalam penipuan seperti itu.
I had a friend like last month, they take thousands of dollars from her.
Desma Smith mengatakan pelajar internasional perlu lebih berhati-hati, namun ada dukungan yang telah tersedia bagi mereka.
They're pretty vulnerable. Once they realize any sort of scam, once they realize that they have been taken advantage of, they're really unsure about what to do. It's one of the reasons that my team run a large international student welcome to try and get ourselves and our team in front of them so that they understand If you're not sure, just ask.
Demikian tadi sebuah laporan tentang scammer terhadap mahasiswa internasional yang disusun oleh Gareth Bohem dan Ruth McHugh-Dillon untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.